WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like you're lugging around a heavy backpack of emotions? Stuff from your past, worries about the future, maybe even some unresolved drama all adding up to this emotional weight that just drags you down. Trust me, I get it. We all have that baggage. But what if I told you there's a way to shed some of that weight to lighten that load and actually feel freer? That's what we're diving into today on How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom and Courage. We're talking about overcoming emotional baggage with courage. Because let's face it, facing our emotions, even the tough ones, takes guts. It takes courage to look at those past hurts, those fears that keep us stuck, and say, okay, I'm ready to deal with this. But trust me, the payoff is worth it. A lighter emotional backpack means a clearer mind, more energy, and stronger relationships. You'll be able to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Sounds pretty good, right? So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you start your journey toward shedding that baggage. First up, recognize the weight. You know that feeling when you've been carrying something heavy for too long? Your shoulders ache, you feel tired, and it impacts everything you do. That's what emotional baggage feels like, a constant strain on your well-being. The first step is acknowledging it's there. Be honest with yourself about what's weighing you down. Maybe it's a past relationship that ended badly, a fear of failure, or even just a general sense of anxiety. Next, identify the source. You wouldn't carry around a heavy backpack without knowing what was in it, right? So take some time to dig deeper into those emotions. What experiences, thoughts, or beliefs are contributing to this weight you're carrying? Understanding the root cause is crucial for finding effective solutions. Now practice self-compassion. This one's super important. We often beat ourselves up over past mistakes or perceived shortcomings. But remember, everyone messes up. Everyone has baggage. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Fourthly, embrace the present moment. It's easy to get stuck ruminating on the past or worrying about the future. But the truth is, all we truly have is this present moment. Practice mindfulness, focus on your breath, your senses, and the experience of being alive right now. This helps anchor you in the present and reduces the grip that emotional baggage has on you. Finally, take courageous action. Overcoming emotional baggage isn't about magically erasing it, it's about learning to manage it effectively. That means taking small but meaningful steps towards healing and growth. Maybe it's seeking professional help, journaling your thoughts, or simply talking to a trusted friend. Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. Think about that last time you felt overwhelmed by your emotions. What was going on? You know, maybe you got into an argument with a loved one, or you had a tough day at work. It's easy to let those feelings spiral out of control, but what if instead of reacting impulsively, you took a deep breath and addressed the situation head-on? Imagine this. You're in a meeting, and suddenly your boss criticizes your work. You feel the familiar pang of anxiety, the urge to defend yourself or retreat into silence. But then, you remember our conversation today. You take a moment, breathe deeply, and calmly listen to their feedback. Maybe even ask clarifying questions to ensure you understand their perspective. See, facing those tough emotions takes courage, but it also builds your resilience. It allows you to navigate challenges with grace and clarity. And that's what Stoicism is all about, finding strength in adversity, wisdom in experience, and courage in the face of uncertainty. So, what are you going to do differently today? Take a moment to identify one thing you're carrying around emotionally. Can you acknowledge it, understand its source, and maybe even start taking some small steps towards healing? Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. And every step you take toward shedding that emotional baggage is a victory worth celebrating. Keep striving for growth, keep embracing courage, and keep rocking your own unique path. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.